Station Houston on 2 for any available crew. Lab router. Station Houston on 2, lab router for Sophie.
Houston Station on 2.
Hey, Sophie, thanks for the help earlier. Unfortunately, we have no joy here on the ground. We're actually wondering if you could help us with gathering some data. And as you said before, you saw the ops products, but we wanted to know if that was on an SSC or an iPad. We're looking to see if you can confirm good ops products for access of the ISS homepage on iPads or SSC.
So that was on the iPad, and I was able to restart the daily summary in Optimus, and all seemed to work on iPad.
Copy that. Thanks for doing that. And then also we're wondering if you can open the Pingmaster application on the SSCs and then report if you're seeing red next to any devices in the JSL section.
Sure, let me do that.
Thanks, Sophie. And Sophie, did I hear you say you saw green on routers 1 and 2 in the sections?
Green on router 1 and 2.
And did you see red on
There's an interesting... Wait a second.
Go ahead, Sophie, with your findings.
So in the SSC infrastructure, I see that HD 1, 2, 3, and 5 are timed out. We only have HD 4 that has success.
Copy. Sounds like you said...
On the on-ground connection.
No, you go ahead and continue and let me know when you're all set. We'll listen on.
Okay, so I have section 15, the SSC infrastructure, HD 1, 2, 3, 5 are timed out. Section 2, onboard ground connection, Cisco call manager, bad host, VC private server, bad host. Section 27, SSC clients, SSC 18 and 19 failed, SSC 5, 8, and 22 timed out.
Copy, I heard that last part there, SSC clients 18 and 19 failed, and then 5, 8, 22 are timed out.
Correct. What seems most weird to me is the hypervisor is timed out for the one I mentioned.
Copy, hypervisor is timed out for the one you mentioned.
I see also Node 1 WAP and Node 2 WAP failed in section 22 JSL infrastructure.
Copy, the WAPs are failed, and we'll have further steps for you here in a bit. If you do see anything else that is off nominal, please report, and thanks for all the help.
Sure, will do.
And for Sophie, if you're still there, we'd like you to do a reboot of router 1. This was from the previous procedure 4.10.110, and it is step 1 only. I'll copy.
Okay, Sophie is listening. Just say again your message.
Say again your last.
I was asking to say again your last.
Copy that. So we'd like you to restart the router like you did last time. This will be in the procedure 4.10.110, and it is step 1 only. And while you do that, if you can leave the Pingmaster window open, that will help us out a lot.
I'll do that right away.
Thank you.
In progress, and just for your information, we now had good green boxes for the hypervisors right before JSON router. And so, okay, it came back to normal for hypervisors.
Copy, normal on the hypervisors. Thank you.
The router out, everything is, almost everything is red. So now turning on the router again.
Copy, you're turning back on.
We turned on the router, but not come back on yet, and we have a lot of timed out requests.
Copy all, Sophie. Thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie, lab router troubleshooting.
Send Sophie on 2, go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, can we get a Pingmaster status from you?
So it's all green in SSC infrastructure. In section JSL infrastructure, we have good green boxes as well. Yep, except the MLM timed out, and Node 1, Node 2, WAP timed out. In section 2, onboard ground connection, Cisco call manager is red, DC private server is red. And in section 27, SSC client, we still have the same SSC 18, 19 failed, and only and 22 are time bound. All of the rest is green and success.
Copy all, Sophie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Good morning, Expedition 74. We are back with you, and we have four topics. Thanks for your patience this morning. Kudos to Sophie for the troubleshooting on the router, but let us know when you're ready for the four. Station Houston on two for Chris and Jack. Stowage for Cygnus.
Ahead on two for Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is for you and Jack for your stowage ops today in Cygnus. Just wanted to give you a heads up for a big picture. Overall, step 327 is big picture for today. Our target for the end of day is at least step 334.04. And then we're going to have big picture words and a Jedi message up for you shortly on weekly choreography.
Copy that. So step 327 has some big picture words. Goal today is 334.04, and you guys will send up a Jedi message with some more bigger picture outlook choreography for us. Just let us know when that's on board. Thanks, Andre.
Will do, Chris. Good to hear your voice, man.
Likewise. It'll be great to work with you today. Scuba, station on two for Tusk.
Good morning, Chris. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was hoping to get started in the Tusk activity. I will do local onboard video recording for it, and I was wondering if I could have your go in step 1.4.
Yes, Chris, and you have a go in step 1.4. And please let us know when you finish step 2. We may have some additional requests.
Copy all. I will give you a call when I finish step 2. Thank you very much. Copy going 1.4. I'll get started in the task.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jack.
And Station Jack's on 2.
Hey, Jack, thanks for letting us know what steps you're seeing. There might be something that's out of sync. Wanted to know which SSC you might be reading that from, because we have some that are failed and timed out per Sophie's update earlier.
I was looking on my iPad initially, but I'm checking on SSC 17 now.
Copy all, Jack. Thanks. And, Jack, while I have you... while we're working through these sync issues, if you can do the VOK gather, the next activity on your timeline, while we work the issue here, that would be helpful.
Station copies for Jack. I'll just move on and do my next gather activity while we work through the sync issue. Both SSC 17 and SSC 10 in node 2 are showing step 327 at the node 3.0 that Sophie checked off yesterday.
Copy all, Jack. Thanks for the data.
Thank you. My pleasure. I'll continue with closeout. Let me know if there's anything else I can do to help with getting the manipulators up and running. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica. Big picture words about an upcoming outer reset. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. Big picture words on an upcoming router reset. All right, Jessica, and thanks, Chris, for trying to help there. But for Jessica, and if you can pass to all crew, anybody who's listening, since we're having some sync issues with products on board, we'd like to do a router reset. And so for everybody and their next activities, if they can get their procedures up and open, whatever they need in the next 10 minutes, that would be great because we're going to reset the router, and that's going to be router 2. I'm going to have steps for you, Jessica, in a specific procedure, but let me know when you're ready to copy. All right, it's going to be in procedure 4.10.110, and it's going to be step 2 only. Good read back, Jess. Thanks. And for Jessica on 2, there is a cobalt brick not labeled in the procedure, but if you see it and you're wondering, it is 1445 for that serial number. Station Houston on 2 for Jack, router troubleshooting, node 2. Station Houston on 2 for Jack, router troubleshooting. Station Houston on 2 for Jack, router troubleshooting.
Andre will be right with you. He's got his hands full right now.
Hi, Houston. This is Andre. What, do you mean water supply tank, barcode? Okay, that means Houston Station on 2. The barcode of water supply tank is... 002606466.
And copy that, Andre. That is a good number. You have a go in step 5.2 for procedure 2.752, And then also that same procedure at step 6.3.1, we verify that the WSS compressor is unpowered.
Houston, thank you.
No problem.
Houston station on 2 for water transfer. Step 6 is completely done. And I'm ready for step 7.
All right, Andre, the transfer will be complete at 10:10.
Houston station on 2 for ARED.
With you on 2?
Andre, yeah, I'm in the middle of my ARED, and I got a UDP no-com / data. I'm assuming maybe that's because of one of the resets that Jack did. But I'm not sure if I should just keep exercising. It's not communicating, so it's not counting or anything. I'm not sure if BME had a recommendation of trying to close out and start again, or if I should just wait given the reset stuff that we're doing.
Hey, Jessica, you can go ahead and continue with your exercise, and we'll probably have to troubleshoot that later, but thank you for letting us know so we can get a head start on that.
Okay, should I try to log out and open another session, or will that probably not work? If it's not going to work, I'd rather leave the session out so I can at least see which exercises are on it, even if it's not counting.
Yeah, Jess, good question. I would just leave it up so you can see the exercises. Good point.
Okay, thanks. Let me know if you guys think any of that changes.
Will do.
Houston station on 2 for Andre. Could you tell me, please, estimated time for water transfer?
And for that transfer, it'll be 40 minutes, 40 minutes. And it's...
Copy, 40 minutes. Thank you.
Houston station on 2 for network.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, Andre. We know you guys are troubleshooting a whole bunch of things with the JSL and the networking up here. We were just wondering if we could at some point soon, not doesn't have to be right now, just get a little bit of big picture words on what you guys are thinking, working on, and troubleshooting, just so we can sort of have a better, clearer picture of what the ops products and operational impacts might be.
Hey, Chris, this is Zeb. Want to give you a status on where we are. So this is a little bit of a unusual signature in that we are not getting a return signal, so it's preventing us from getting handshakes between the KU comm unit and some of the routers. We think the reason why we had you do the Node 2 server here was sometimes we've seen in the past it can cause a sort of firestorm of data that sort of floods the engine in terms of the data handshakes. And so if that was the case, a reboot might cover that. Some of the things we're thinking about are potentially going back to Lab 1 router reboot. We've seen in the past that can take multiple times to recover. We've never seen it take more than 2, so a third reboot is a little out of the usual. The other leg of the fault tree is potentially looking at the KU comm unit. That is otherwise looking healthy to us, and so it may be an input-output card that is causing the issue there, so we're a little bit cautious about if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but that is part of the troubleshooting we're considering. In terms of products, we don't see issues with your procedures that you have on board. Your stow notes we think are good because we think that was part of the forward connection that is successful. The StowTrack piece, we think is associated with, a service that is potentially through Occam's that may be, associated with this, but, we're not entirely sure on how StowTrack has gotten off and what that's going to mean for stowage. Regarding stowage, the Cygnus cargo ops, if you weren't able to get to that today, that is, none of that is critical for the HTVX choreography to get that closed out. The only thing you need for HTVX is really the blue activities on your timeline for today. If we can't complete the Cygnus cargo ops, we have opportunities to be able to reschedule that closer to like Friday. Obviously, we want to stay ahead considering we're in the road to EVA timeframe and so forth. The scan operations that Sophie and Jack have this afternoon, those need MPCC service, which is associated with the JSL problems. And so if we can't get the JSL recovered, those green activities are at risk. One option we are considering with Munich is potentially only doing a single subject scan. But that is the biggest impact of the day of not recovering the JSL is losing those activities.
Okay, yeah, copy all. And yeah, we'll just stand by to hear how this troubleshooting goes. And yeah, appreciate the big picture words on the potential impacts. Keep us looped in on what you guys are making.
Okay, yeah, very good. I think having flexibility with someone that is able to do some troubleshooting, we're sort of at the point where it may be a little bit of a shotgun effect of trying to power cycle things along the chain to get there, and so just I appreciate your patience with this as it seems like we are randomly shooting, throwing darts against the wall and seeing what may stick. But so it goes with network IT systems sometimes.
Copy all and totally understand that, and it sometimes can be a little bit tricky when the signatures don't always make sense or track what we've seen before. So we're happy to help out, happy to support, and just let us know what you need, and we're here for it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. If I have any further impacts to the timeline, obviously we're going to be trying to triage that, but we'll let you know with our thinking as that evolves.
Copy all that, and copy the big picture sort of triaging of the things that are critical for the HTVX on dock versus, you know, ideally we do today but could push later. And yeah, just keep us updated on that. And Jack is here and is waiting for a go for his network reset.
Hey Jack, thanks for the help again. So I mentioned Jack of all trades because I had something else for you. Before you do the reset of the router in the lab, I have a different item for you to reset. So earlier, Jessica installed that PCS in the lab on UOP 8. Earlier this morning, she reported some unusual messages related to Lagrangian shadowing. So we're wondering if you can go to that PCS and reset it for us before you do the router reset. We're waiting on KU for that router reset, so I'll copy.
Okay, I'm going to go to the PCS we saw the Lagrangian shadowing on, and I'm going to disconnect it and then reconnect it to the network, and I'm still standing by on the lab one router reset, still waiting on your go.
Okay, Jack, and thank you. And if you can do a reboot instead of a power off, power on, that would be great.
Copy, full reboot of the PCS that we saw the Lagrangian shadow alert on earlier. No worries, thanks.
Good words. Thanks, Brian.
Sensation 2, PCS.
With you on 2, Jack.
The reboot may have done the trick. It is PCS backup fully looks normal, and there's no Lagrangian shadow alerts on the board there, so it's matching the other PCSs now.
Copy all, Jack. Thanks for doing that reset. Super helpful. And stand by as we still troubleshoot some other things before we do that lab router reset.
Copy. I'm available for troubleshooting. And understand that you guys want Sophie and I to start this experiment, see what we can do without video, or are we not even supposed to start that?
Checking, Jack. And Jack, we're going to have big picture words for Sophie in a moment on that.
Thank you, sir.
Houston Station on 2 for router troubleshooting, Jack. And this call could be for any available crew. Houston Station on Space to Ground 2, any available crew for router troubleshooting?
Go ahead on 2 for router troubleshooting.
Hey, so we could use some help here going back to the lab router 1. This is going to be in procedure 4.10.110, and that is step 1 only. But before we do that, when you get to a SSC, could you look at the pingmaster status and let us know what you see?
Copy that. And just for your essay, all these resets, I think, are playing havoc with Optimus tablet. I'm pretty sure that procedure is just to power off the cobalt brick, wait 30 seconds, and power it back on. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, yep, I'll go take a look at pingmaster, and then I'll power off the cobalt brick for lab router 1 and power it back on after 30 seconds, but I'll give you the pingmaster status in a second first.
Copy. So ping master status first, if you can, and then the rest of the steps are good.
And Houston Station on 2-4 ping master status. In section 15 SSC infrastructure, I have all green boxes for success. In section 2-2 JSL infrastructure, I have all green boxes except for node 1 WAP, node 2 WAP, and MLM WAP, which are black timed out. On Section 2, onboard ground communication. I have both red boxes, bad hosts for Cisco Call Manager and VC Private Server. For Section 2-SSC devices, I have green success for all items. And then for SSC clients, Section 2.7, I've got green for all items except for SSC 8, which is timed out, SSC 18 and 19, which are failed, SSC 22, which is timed out, and SSC 25, which is failed.
Happy all, Chris. Thank you. And you have a go for the router.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and do that Lab 1 router reboot.
Awesome. You're the man. Thanks, Chris.
Houston, Station 2, the Lab 1 router has been power cycled.
Okay, Chris, we're going to take RSA 2 to public 2, so you'll have USCOM on space ground 2, just for your awareness. And then also, when we're troubleshooting, thanks for doing that, but if you guys can take a look at any of the SSCs and iPads and see if there's anything weird going on, if the homepage is not coming up, things like that, this will be about after 10 minutes from when you set the router, because we need some time for stabilization. And then it's interesting if you can check and see marking activity, and see if another SSC shows it marked as complete. That'll help us understand if data is being transferred appropriately.
Copy that. Yeah, just for your guys' SA, I mean, we have been having sort of issues with Optimus tablet losing connection all morning. The SSCs have seemed a little bit better. And also just for your SA, you know, we don't have CrewNet or email or any of that type of stuff, so just for common communication impacts. And then just to clarify with RSA, space ground 2, going to RSA 2, did you mean USCOM on 3, or should we stay on 2?
Yes, good correction, yeah, on 3. That is confirmed. And thanks for all the SA that you provided on the signatures there. That's helpful for us, too.
Yep, copy all. And, yeah, we definitely, I think, would also appreciate some words. I know we have some activities coming up in the afternoon that, like, may require video, and just if any of those are going to require deltas, heads up would be awesome.
Will do. We'll try to stay ahead of it and let you know. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Houston Station on 2 for Andre about water transfer. I am ready for step 10.1.
And the transfer pump is unpowered in 10.1.
Okay. Houston Station, Russian compression power cable is connected.
Good config, thank you.
Thank you. Sub Москвы, ВСГ 2, по МДМ.
Сергей на связи.
Такой вопрос. Я переходить подстыковал, точнее вот этот, к переходнику 6S. USB, ну, переходник с USB питанием. И к нему надо подстыковать HDMI. Кабель, который прокинут от 321 к 339 панели. Здесь они подключены к самим MDM. Один подключен HDMI к порту H2, другой к H11. Но они не подписаны, какой из них монитор, а какой камера 6S.
11.
Какой из них использовался?
11.
11, принял. Тогда
который
я,
идет
я его от такого и подключаю к переходнику, правильно?
Совершенно верно.
Все, принял. Все, я подстыковал кабель. HDMI, питание подключено, сейчас перехожу к монитору, включу, посмотрю, есть ли что-то или нет.
Да, если можно тогда посмотреть. Нет, сейчас ничего не будет, потому что сам MDM, он это компьютер. Вот, в принципе, мы посмотрим его загрузку. Знаешь, как вот идет загрузка, когда Windows запускаешь вот, на компьютере, там идет загрузка. Строки, да. Вот мы хотим это посмотреть. Значит, но это будет запуск после того, как мы выдадим по CRL команду на его включение. Ну, ты сейчас тогда настрой, значит, давай так. Значит, монитор включаем, что ты видишь, что там все загрузил, то есть там, по крайней мере, он работает. Камеру тоже включаешь, на запись можно взять. Вот, сразу все. И тогда, вернее сказать, камеру можно чуть попозже, скажешь, что монитор там включил, все. Мы тогда готовимся к выдаче команд и дальше даем указание тебе на включение камеры на запись.
Да, принял. Сейчас я фотографии сделаю подстыкованных разъемов. чтобы потом не забыть.
Хорошо, да. Да.
Все такое, ВСГ-2, включил монитор, пока на мониторе надпись No Signal, и готов включить камеру на записи.
Сереж, мы тогда сейчас скажем, когда тебе это делать, вот, и мы тогда начнем выдавать команды.
Да.
МКС-А. МКС Супа Москвы в канале СГ-2 для Сергея. Можно включить камеру на запись.
Да, принял кружечку. Камера включена на запись.
Принято. Сереж, сейчас мы включаем МДМ. Посмотри, что там на мониторе пойдет. Можешь прокомментировать в темпе сообщение, но хотя бы что-то.
Да, ожидаю. Так, есть начало загрузки, экран, Concurrent Technologies написано, и пока система, после черного экрана с надписями API version V3.08. Нажмите Press 2 to go to setup utility. Ну, утилита, и будет загрузочное меню. F12. Дальше есть погасание, видно, какая-то пауза пошла, и пока черный экран. Ощущение, что смена разрешения прошло, то есть сообщение было со сменой разрешения, и сверху как будто обрезана какая-то надпись в верхней части, забрать непонятно, то есть там отдельные какие-то символы. В основном черный экран. Больше ничего нет.
Принято, спасибо. Сейчас мы подумаем.
И, не знаю, запись, она хоть и ведется, но на мониторе стоит защитный экран, и он сильно бликует, как зеркало.
А можно свет? Свет выключить чуть-чуть. Чуть-чуть. Притушить хотя бы.
Выключить. Я выключил с одной стороны. Сейчас я вторую часть выключу, посмотрю, как будет. Потому что синие экраны от лэптопов, они тоже отражаются, которые от центрального поста.
Все, принято, да, Сереж, спасибо большое. СУПО Москвы в канале СГ-1, СГ-2 для Сергея по МДМу. На экране ничего не меняется там у нас. С ним в левом углу ничего нет, не появилось снова?
Нет, не появилось. Все так же, черный экран, и сверху вот несколько символов видно, каких-то обрезанных, и все.
Еще тогда большая просьба сфотографировать вот мониторчик этот наш с тем видом, что сейчас есть, вот именно конкретно последние данные. Вот эту конкретную надпись, которая там наверху, там вот. Угу, хорошо, спасибо. И можно камеру выключить, запись отключаем, да.
Можно камеру выключить? Да, принял, выполнил фотографирование. И, в принципе, не знаю, может быть, попробовать еще раз перезагрузить, если есть возможность попытаться загрузочное меню вызвать.
Не, спасибо, все, пока мы ничего перезагружать не будем, потому что специалисты уже поняли примерные вещи, в общем-то, там, может быть, если исследование будет, то дальше.
Да, принял. Тогда схему можно разбирать, я так понимаю, да? Разбирать.
Сейчас, подожди, Сереж, тут идея еще одна есть.
Да, конечно, хорошо, конечно.
Тогда еще один момент. Тогда давай так, мы сейчас MDM будем выключать, да, и при этом будем писать, что он на выключение дает. Вот, и потом через минутку еще раз перезагрузим его. Вот, еще раз посмотрим, да, еще раз вот этот процесс, да, и посмотрим, что, если тогда попрошу тебя еще раз включить тогда камеру на запись.
Да, сейчас я тогда, я полностью свет выключил, сейчас с компьютера крышки экрана закрою, чтобы вообще не светило, чтобы лучше.
А, я понял, да, чтобы не бликовало.
Все, Москвы, СГ-2, готов к выполнению записи. Все, Москвы, СГ-2, ФМДМ. Как понимаете?
Сейчас будем выключаться.
Все, включаю на запись.
Включай.
Включено.
принято.
Просто появление надписи No Signal.
Да, и тогда подожди, еще сейчас мы через пару минут посмотрим еще раз и посмотрим, чтобы еще раз он доступен.
Да, ожидаю. Так, есть включение загорания монитора, также загрузочное меню, где написано S2 либо S12. Погасание. Запуск Windows пошел. Запуск прекратился, тогда с экран, черный экран с надписью Checking File System on C, ну, диск C, и пошло Check Disk is verifying files, ну, и пошло увеличение процентов выполненного действия от проверки. Ожидаю, пройдет окончание проверки. Сейчас проверка индексов пошла. Загрузка 66% пока остановилась. Так, закончилась. Следующая проверка Verifying Security закончилась. И экран погас.
Принято, Сергей.
Снова загрузочное меню.
Принято, Сергей.
Снова загрузочное меню пока находится на экране. И, я так понимаю, сейчас должна загрузка Windows появиться. Да, запуск Windows пошел. Так, снова загрузочный экран. Пока загрузка либо прервалась, либо что бросилась. Опять погас экран и запуск Windows.
КС Субмаску для Сергея по MDM. У тебя сейчас не появилось входное меню для Windows, там где пароль, пользователь, типовой, стандартный вариант?
Нет, просто вот висит заставка запуск Windows, видно это, и вот она сейчас опять погасла. И снова загрузочная оболочка начинает запускаться, и все, и так по кругу. Если так Windows никак запуститься не может.
Принято, да, специалисты оценивают сейчас тоже. МКС Субмоско для Сергея. Сереж, можно, спасибо за, как говорится, работу, можно остановить запись, все, на этом мы заканчиваем работу сейчас. Сейчас мы выключим питание MDM.
Да, принял.
Тогда можно будет разбирать тогда всю схему, приводить.
Да, понял. Запись отключена. И ожидаю выключения MDM.
Принято. Москвы для Сергея по MDM.
Отвечаю SG1, SG2.
MDM отключили. Все нормально. Он отключен по питанию, так что можно работать по разборке схемы. Значит, разбираем схему, кладем все переходники, там, кабели, подстыковываем туда, куда надо. HDMI кабель, вернее, на X11 там написано в радиограмме. Вот. И этот переходник, который 6S большой, который на MDM, так и остается у нас.
Да, принял. Понял. Ну да, и сейчас проверю качество записи и прошу, положу.
Все, ну тогда ждем доклады по качеству записи, да, и после этого потом перекладываю ее на 6S, запись, фотографии. Вот, специалисты оценят, что у нас есть, в каком мы состоянии, вот, и что дальше делать, возможно ли там, может быть, потребуется клавиатура, ту, которую вы искали, помните тогда?
Да, помню. Ну, да, было неплохо.
Station Houston on 2 for any available crew for big picture words on troubleshooting.
Супмаску,
3.72 гигабайта.
And Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for troubleshooting status.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack before go LOS.
Jack on 2.
Jack on 2. So for the HDX MDL activity, you have go in step 5.4. This is a preemptive go before we go LOS for a long time.
I appreciate that. I have a preemptive go in step 5.4 for the HDX MDL install. Thank you, Travis, sir. Then Jack's on to the HTVX port MDL mount panel is complete in step 6.1.
Copy that, Jack. Thank you very much for the report.
And Sophie on 2 for ARED.
Go on 2, Sophie.
So the right arm popped out of the detent one more time. So I guess we're back to cable exercises, but would be happy to have some more if we need or can do something.
And Sophie, thanks for the report. And yes, so you have the right understanding. So cable only at this time, and we're still assessing on the ground.
Copy, cable only until further notice.
Houston, station on 2 for the Node 2 camera. It is on and pointed at the HTVX hatch, and you are welcome to come on board.
Request copy. Thank you.
Hear your voice, Aki, and how fitting for HTV, which reminds me that I brought something up for Kimya, if you recall. So since I didn't get to see Kimya, I'll have to take some pictures for you. Hey, Aki, can you repeat that one? We couldn't hear it. Okay, we copy. We have your go in 4.3, and we will use the dash 304s.
Yep, we got the 303s. I believe they're also a little bit thinner than the 304s, I think I've got the correct ones. Sorry, I totally misheard you. That is my bad. I did get the 304s, which is the thinner of the two compared to the 303s. Houston, station on 2. We are complete in step 4.6. HTVX egress is complete.
Copy. HTVX egress complete. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for HTVX. We're coming up on an LOS, 50-minute LOS. We wanted to give you a preemptive go in step 4.3, procedure 1.125.
Thanks for looking out for us. We copy a preemptive go in 4.3 of 1.125.
That's a good read back. And Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for PAO. We are ready for scene and voice check when you are. And Station Houston on 2 for Jack for the PAO event. We are ready for scene and voice whenever you are. Copy that. We are ready. And Jack, good voice check for the camera. Could you pan the camera up a little bit and then towards the left, just the center of the gem airlock in the scene? Jack, you look marvelous. The scene is great.
Ta-da.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event? NBC Connecticut, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call station for a voice check.
Station, this is Steve Glazier with NBC Connecticut. How do you hear me? That's amazing. Thank you so much, Jack. We'll get started. I appreciate your time. Appreciate it. So we'll jump right in, Jack, and it's so nice to see you. If you can, to the best of your knowledge, do you know where you are for this event, your location as the station as we chat? That's amazing. Can you talk about your mission currently on the space station? Okay, Jack, how long have you been on the ISS, and how long in total do you plan on being there? That's awesome. Congratulations, and thanks for all your work. That is amazing. Can you talk about your ties to Connecticut? I will give South Windsor and all of Connecticut your best. I'm in West Hartford, Connecticut, and just a short trip away. So if you can, talk about how one becomes an astronaut, maybe your story. It's amazing. I get tired of holding the microphone, and I wish I could do that too. Jack, is this your first time at the International Space Station or first time in space? I'm sure it is a big adjustment. Can you talk about the emotional feeling launching into space, going into that low Earth orbit, Did that make you appreciate Earth even more? Did it make you look at things differently? Talk about that experience. And I'm one of the meteorologists at NBC Connecticut in West Hartford, so I'm studying the lower atmosphere all the time, but I am always amazed at the pictures from space. Has it been just amazing looking out the window and seeing all different parts of the Earth you may not have seen? Okay, Jack, that wraps up my questions. Would you like to add anything else or say anything else to the folks here in Connecticut? And one last thing. I know you've been showing examples of microgravity with the microphone. Did you want to show anything else? Send all of the best from all of us here in the Nutmeg State and the Constitution State to you. So thank you, Jack, for your time.
Station, this is Houston ACR. Thank you. That concludes our event.
Thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications.
Station, Sophie on 2 for battery operations.
And Sophie, you are go to pick up that activity for the terminate.
Copy. Station, Sophie on 2 for battery operations.
Go, Sophie, on 2.
So on the charger number 2 and 3, I have all the self-test results pass. And on number 1, the navigation was not correct what I did. And so I'm now on the task select stage instead of the go to status and self-test. And is there a way to go back to the home page?
Stand by.
Houston Station on 2 for HTV. The Node 2 HTV power jumper is disconnected from HTVX. Your go to apply SSRMS payload power.
And Houston copies, thank you. Station Houston 2 for Sophie for the battery. What we can do is power cycle the charger. So power off OFF, wait 10 seconds, and then power it back on. Pick back up in the procedure. How copy?
Okay, power cycle off, wait 10 seconds, and on.
That's good read. Okay, copy that, Sophie. Thanks for the report.
Just as a report also, the confusion came from the line, the step number 28, where it said switch nav toggle up and down. And so when reading this, I started doing the up. Whereas I understood afterwards that up to 3 is for the 3 chargers and not the nav toggle up.
And Sophie, copy Joe last. Thank you very much for that feedback. We'll take a note of that.
Clearly, my bad, but also I think it just maybe the wording can be improved so that we prevent this.
Yep, we'll take a look at it. Thank you. Station Houston 2 for HTVX. When you get there, Jessica, for the CPA install, chafing is in place per step 1.1.
Okay, we're just opening that up right now. We understand chafing is in place for 1.1.
Good readback.
Houston Station Sophie on 2 for battery ups.
On 2.
So I just recorded the Delta amp hours in step 37, and I have for charger 2 and 3 the Delta around 25 or 16 on 3, depending on if it's LLB, LREBA, or LPGT. Just for a heads up for charger 1, all of the Delta amp hours are 0, and I guess it is linked to the fact that we power cycled.
Second. Yep, Sophie, you are correct. We do have telemetry data, so you are good to continue.
Yep, continuing, and right now I'm step 41.
Copy that.
Station Sophie on 2, battery operation complete. Now going to the stowage part.
Sophie, we copy and concur. Thanks.
Houston Station, this is Jack in Dragon Freedom.
Good on
doing the PCS check-in, drag-in, current charge is 70%.
Copy, 70%, thanks.
So station Sophie on 2, so battery storage operation complete, all nominal on inspections and pins and connectors was good and nominal.
Happy, Sophie. Thank you very much. Before you jump into the next activity, we have a favor to ask. If you can go to the lab port 5 PCS and do a hard reboot, like a hard reboot on the PCS that's coming from EOP 7.
Sure, we'll do lab port 5 PCS.
Thank you very much.
Welcome, Aki.
Yeah, we'll take it, Sophie. Okay, copy that. Thank you very much. And you are go with reboot. Okay, Sophie, let's try that. And then if that is no joy, we'll do a hard reboot with a button. Sophie, that is not required. Copy, and we see it on the ground as well. And Sophie, thank you very much. We'll monitor from the ground. We'll let you go. And we may ask for some help, but we'll call you. Copy that. Thank you for the help.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2 for stowage of the Echo Finder units.
Bonsoir, Sophie. We're here on 2. You do have a go from us for step 1.1.
Good evening, Kenneth. Thank you. I copy go on 1.1.
Good copy, Sophie. And whilst we have you here, I have a few items for you. 4, to be specific. Yeah, let me know when you're ready to copy.
I am ready to copy.
Awesome. So, first item, we do acknowledge your crew note. Thanks a lot for those suggestions. For the first two items, we will try to have them added to the ODF. And for the final point, we will speak to the ground teams and have them also implemented for the next sessions.
Copy, fantastic. As I said in the crew note, it's just nice to have and just information. I didn't have time to download pictures yet, but I will do it before the evening.
And Sophie, that sounds great to us. Thanks for that. And the second item is a question. If you could tell us the final location of the granular sound in case you moved it today.
Copy, and I will put it back at its original place.
And we copy that, and that is perfect also for us. And the third item has to do with the Ethernet cable that you had to use for the setup today earlier on with serial number 102. You can store this in the 1.0 CTB as per storage line 9.
Again, the number of the CTB, please.
Sophie, it is the 1.0 CTB in storage line 9.
I will put this cable in the 1.0 CDB storage line 9.
Great copy, Sophie. And last but not the least, for your next activity, the Columbus Bay 2 and 3 restore, we understand that you asked earlier today what to do with the items in the overhead 4 location. You are free to leave the items over there as they are.
That is fantastic. It will help a ton. Thank you.
Thanks to you, Sophie. Much appreciated.
Teamwork, we're all in the same boat.
Houston, station on 2 for HTVX. We are complete with the CPA installation and are going to continue with the stowage and the closeout.
Thanks for the report. We copy all.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for a question for stowage.
Munich, sorry. Sophie, we are with you on 2. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to make sure I understand well the final situation that is desired in here, you told me that everything that was in the overhead 4 can stay in the overhead 4, and the rest comes back in the appropriate location. So I understand that items like the row number 1 to 5, they stay in overhead 4, is that correct?
Sophie, that is a good understanding.
Amazing, thank you.
Station on 2 for HTV.
That on 2 coming up in LOS.
Alright, Aki, first, dot 3, we are complete with the center discovery installation.
Copy that, thank you very much.
Station on 2 for HTVX.
That on 2.
Hey, Aki, we were LOS when we finished, but we are all set. The hatch is closed. HTVX ops today are complete.
Sweet. Thank you very much for the work. Very hard work.
Don't
touch my mustache for Jack.
Remind me, were those left us, that's right. Remind me, were those stickers or patches that you left for me?
I think stickers.
Awesome, I see just the place for it. I'll dig those out tonight.
Yep, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for ARAD, cylinder evac.
Come to.
Step 6, the main arm did not rise below 600 pounds, and in step 19, we're complete.
Copy all, Jack. Thank you.
A mustache. Thanks you for your service, sir.
Thank you for your service. Station Houston, I'm 2 for any available crew member. We just spotted some FOD. I think it's the aqua tie wrap, potentially. If it can float over to Node 2 deck area and find it, that would be great. Thanks.
I see it, Aki. I'll get it right now.
Awesome. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for your additional task.
Yes, sir. So what we'd like you to do is help with us with AdLink Mini PC in Node 3. It should be labeled UTS, and it should be in the Node 3 forward deck 5 area. What we'd like you to do is power cycle per procedure in the POC book. 2.16.101, steps 2.1 through 2.4, and then 3.1 through 3.4. I'll copy.
The cycle of the UTS laptop in Node 3, forward deck 5, on power cycle, it's procedures 2.16.101, and I'll do steps 2.1 through 2.4, 3.1 through 3.4.
Okay, copy, except it's the AdLink Mini PC, not the laptop.
AdLink Mini PC, copy that.
Yeah, I know, it's confusing. It's that small box.
Huntsville Station, Sophie and Cooper, laptop.
Station Huntsville's with you.
That's just to tell you, HRF2 laptop was appearing to be nominal config, so I just turned it, shut down. A nominal shutdown.
Okay, copy. And just to clarify, you were able to select shutdown from the menu and just shut it down nominally.
That's A-firm. And Huntsville Station
okay,
on 2 for ELC1.
Go ahead.
It looks like the power cord was out a little bit, so I plugged it back in, and it seems to be booting up back up right now. And then for the venous flow questionnaire, you should have that value now as well.
Okay, copy. Thank you so much. No further actions for that laptop, and we will let the ground teams know.
Okay, and ELC1 was partially open. The lid wasn't closed. Do you want me to leave the lid partially open like it was?
And you can fully close that if you need to.
Okay, copy. I'll close it.
Thanks, Jessica.
Very welcome. You guys have a great evening.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for AdLink clarification.
Bad on 2.
I'm pretty sure I heard you say the UTS AdLink Mini PC, not the Toilet CCM AdLink Mini PC. Is that right, the UTS one?
That is correct. And standby one. And that serial number should be 1019er. And Jack on 2, don't know if my last call made it up. The serial number for that AdLink Mini PC labeled UTS is 1019-1019er. And if you can't find it, we have a power chain that you can trace from.
I appreciate the research, but I did find it next to the TOCA, serial number 1019.
Copy.
Houston Station on 2, your AdLink Mini PC power cycle is complete.
Thanks, Jack, for the work. We'll take a look from the ground. Station Houston on 2 for lab smoke detector cleaning.
I am with you on 2.
Hey, Jack. Just checking on the smoke detector cleaning that you guys mentioned at the evening BBC. It is not required, but if you'd like to do it, let us know so that we can put inhibits in place.
Yeah, why don't you put inhibits in place for lab smoke detection, and I'll just give it a really quick hit with the vacuum.
Okay. That is in work, and we'll let you know when it's inhibited. Station Houston on 2 for the lab smoke detectors. Those are inhibited.
Copy. Lab smoke detectors are inhibited. I'll give them both a really quick vacuum and let you know.
Thank you, sir.
Houston, station on 2. I gave both the lab smoke detectors a quick vacuum. You're good to re-enable and let us know if it looks any better.
Thanks, Jack, for your work. And smoke detector on lab 5 is looking good already, so thanks for the work.